This episode of AddictedSalsa.com is brought to you by Tropical Coconut Delivery Service, because
it's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
Hi, my name is Anthony Prasad, and this is Addicted to Salsa. Welcome to the 21st episode of the AddictedSalsa.com podcast. My name's Anthony. And before we get started, I have a couple of announcements. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody who's been emailing me. Trust me, I love seeing emails about salsa, even if it's just to say hi. Hopefully someday I'll get more email about salsa than I do spam. But until then, it's been pretty awesome these last couple weeks. Currently, I've been kind of slow in updating the website. And it's really because it's a one-man project. But regardless, I'd like to get a new picture section started. And if you have any pictures of like any cool or fun pictures of you dancing salsa anywhere in any part of the world, actually send them in. Even if it's just pictures of in a club, because I actually want to get a new slideshow going to kind of see where everybody dances and how different parts of the world actually dance salsa and how they actually have fun. So if you have a picture that you'd like to share with the rest of the world, send them to aprasad, A-P-E-R-S-A-U-D, at gmail.com with your name and location, and I'll post it in the new section that I'll be working on. It's really an experiment, so we'll see how it turns out. Another announcement is basically that I'm going to be taking one of the episodes to actually answer some email questions. So I usually get emails and dance questions in the forums and actually just like by regular contact. And I thought, hey, you know, why not share some those questions with the rest of the users, especially because I actually get tired of typing. And I tend to type a lot the same way I tend to talk a lot. So hopefully I'll just put them in the podcast and that'll actually make a nice episode. So if you have any questions that you'd like to get answered, actually send them in. Same email address, and I'll see if I can include as many as I can in the one of the upcoming podcasts. Today, I'm taking this time to talk about salsa overseas. That's why you notice I use a Monty Python quote. Mainly, salsa is considered part of this hemisphere, right? The Latin origins and whatnot. But that's not really the case. It's very alive and well with our friends in Europe and Asia. So today, it's about getting a little bit of a flavor of some of the salsa bands and singers that are overseas. And I mean outside of the U.S., right? And outside of this hemisphere. So I decided to do this because there's a big misconception that if salsa isn't Latin or made by a Latin band, it doesn't sound good. And hopefully I'll change that. The first salsa band I'll talk about today comes straight from Scotland.
Holy bagpipes, Batman!
It is a great Scottish salsa band that manages to combine the Cuban charanga, sound of the flute, with the Highland blend of fiddles and bagpipes. Yes, they are now actually at the top of my playing list. I ended up purchasing both albums on iTunes, and I haven't done that for a band in a long time. I found out about this band at the Palm Springs Salsa Congress when one of the groups who instructed there actually used it as their music to teach us. Now, I don't know what it is, but there is something magical about fusing Celtic sounds with salsa. Yeah, I mean, it's two unlikely candidates. But it makes it one of the freshest salsa sounds I've heard in years. One style flows naturally into another. I mean, it's purely genius the way they did it. This band's name is Salsa Celtica. And to give you a taste of that Celtic integration with salsa, here is Parrumberos by Salsa Celtica.
Oye, bien, lo que te traigo yo. Oye, bien, cuero, gaita y sabor. Es de lo mejor.
That was Salsa Celtica. I say please check out their albums on iTunes, Agua, El Agua de la Vida, and El Camino. There's lots of good, fresh songs. Not all of them are salsa, but I mean, there's some cha-cha and there's some like really low ballads, but it's just really, really good. I'm really impressed. Now our second band comes straight from France, and their name is Fatal Mambo. They're actually one of the first non-Spanish salsa bands that I was exposed to when I was like, you know, kind of growing up with salsa. And to tell you the truth, it reminded me on how most people actually listen to salsa. Why? Well, mainly because I don't really know French, so I don't really know what they're saying half the time. But all I have to listen to is the phonetics and the rhythm, and trust me, it's still magical. The flow is still there. And the lyrics still rhyme, which is very important because I've heard some English salsa songs where for some reason they forget that lyrics in most cases should rhyme to keep that natural flow and tone. Fatal Mambo got started by Jean-Francois, where he actually got the inspiration to name the band that after seeing Tito Puente in Paris. They have a sound which is basically a fusion of salsa and mambo with some southern French touches. They dubbed their new sound, I think it's pronounced Salsa Yoli, which actually means like salsa with a mixture of a special, I guess, French or Provençal sauce called Ailoi, I don't know. Who knows what it is? So hopefully somebody in France can tell me what it means or how to pronounce it specifically. So to give you a taste of how Fatal Mambo sounds, here is a little bit of a taste of Problème.
Elle avait sous son bras sacré problème. Pour être sûr que je la vois, un problème. Pour la reconnaître, ça oui, je m'en serais évanoui. Tellement elle faisait tâche dans le bar du pays. Elle avait sur les joues des tonnes de peinture, sous des cils d'acajou, d'énormes chaussures. C'est Madame Pompadour qui se lance dans les discours. Elle vient ici pour m'épouser, je glisse dans l'arrière-cour. BLM, problème, c'est pas la belle Hélène, problème, c'est la Castafiore en treillis, à moi les ennuis, problème, ma que sacré casse-tête, problème, pas tambour, pas trompette, problème, jouons à carpette, c'est problème. Ma petite annonce salivée l'avait fait saliver. Elle m'envoyait des courriers plutôt bien salés. J'étais tellement content, j'ai mordu dedans. Faut dire qu'elle acceptait de vivre à mes côtés à plein temps. Elle brandit à présent ce problème qui devait me permettre de la reconnaître sans problème. Je l'ai bien reconnu, ça oui. Me voilà dehors pour la nuit. Une drag queen en montagne, ça m'aurait pas servi. M'aurait pas servi. Qui cherche les
problèmes? Problèmes. 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 Problèmes.
P-R-O-B-L-M. Problèmes. C'est pas la belle Hélène.
Problèmes.
C'est la Castafiore en treillis. C'est par où la sortie?
Problèmes.
À moi les ennuis,
problème.
Ma que sacré casse-tête,
problème.
Et la radio qui joue cet air de piano. Oh ouais. Comment? iniciando. El pianista. Je peux même plus me jeter mon godet. Est-ce quoi de l'autre gang?
Problème.
T'es pas la belle Hélène.
Problème.
T'es érobé LM.
Problème.
C'est la castration rentrée. C'est par où la sortie.
Problème.
À moi les ennuis.
Problème.
Ma caisse sacrée casse-tête.
Problème.
Mais qu'est-ce que je fous ici?
Every time I listen to that, it makes me want to learn French. Or date a jeune fille qui est française. Our next band comes from Japan. They started playing in 1984. Their name is Orquesta de la Luz, or Orchestra of Light. And they are world famous. The lead singer, Nora, got her big break for the band when she visited New York with a demo tape and actually gave the band the opportunity to perform on tour and get a record deal with BMG. Since then, the band had visited 22 countries, including USA, South and Central America, Europe, released 6 original albums, and received numerous awards, including the United Nations Peace Medal Award. And of course, a Grammy Award, the Best Tropical Latin Album in 1995. Sadly, though, the band was dissolved in 1987, but nevertheless, you have to realize that most of them probably had to learn Spanish in order to sing some of the lyrics in these songs. So here is Orquesta de la Luz with La Salsa es mi energía, which means salsa is my energy.
Y Ponceña son los tremendos míos. Cuando los escucho a tocar, contento me siento yo. Aunque sea un hombre pobre, aburrido de este mundo, solo tengo yo un remedio, que a ti solo yo te lo cuento, que este ritmo me hace feliz porque toda es mi energía.
Música bonita.
Yes, salsa is everyone's energy. At least it's my energy. Okay, so let's answer a couple email questions. So our first question comes from David in Rhode Island, and he asks, I've been watching your salsa videos, very nice and smooth. I have a question about what I can do to make my turns easier because I'm 6 feet, 5 inches tall, and most women, if not, are all short. Well, David, one of the things I'd like to say, first of all, is that usually when you're turning a girl or girls are turning underneath guys or guys you're turning yourselves with a girl, you should always be turning under your own arm and not try and turn under your partner's arm. That way it'll make it easier for people to, if you need to do a complex turning without actually having them to stretch if there's a height difference. Now, if there's a pretty big height difference, you have to understand that you should always adapt to the partner you're dancing with. So in your case, instead of maybe giving yourself a turn while your hands are still connected to your partner, sometimes you might want to just let the hand go and let it kind of drag or, I don't know, move along your waist as you turn and then pick it up once you finish your turn. And that way it'll make it a much smoother experience for the girls. Same thing with the girls too. You know, if it's a short guy, like I'm a short guy, I'm like 5'7½". And sometimes if I dance with like a 6 feet something lady, you know, it's funny because I'll actually like get on my tippy toes and give her a spin just to make sure she's getting a good comfortable spin and it doesn't cause her to lose her balance. And sometimes, you know, just for fun, I'll like jump up, you know, and make it a little bit more dramatic and whatnot. But as you can see, I adapt to my partner. Depending on what partner I get, I adapt to, oh, how am I going to do that turn? How is it going to affect her balance and her styling based on that? And sometimes you just need to let the hand go in your case. And that'll make it a better dancing experience. Our last question for today, just because we're kind of running long, is really a very popular question. And the question is, what is the name of the song that I use in my podcasts, the dance podcast, right? I think starting after episode 5. No, actually starting after maybe episode 13 or something like that. The name of the song is called El Negro Bembón. And the version that I use is by Hijos de Celebres, which you can actually buy it on the iTunes Music Store or look in one of our previous articles. I think the article's named Anthony's Current Playlist, which there has a lot of links to some of the songs that I mostly listen to. So there's a lot of other artists that have made the song, but that's, I think, the only one that I found on the iTunes Music Store. Well, that's it for today. Just a reminder, if you like our podcast or our website or forums or anything that we do, please donate so we can keep growing the site and keep bringing you free and engaging content. I know it's kind of slow in bringing some of the podcasts out. I mean, mainly because I'm trying to find people that are willing to work to make the website better and make more engaging content. But also it's because I'm not one of those guys that kind of like, you know, if you're making an audio podcast, I don't want to just slap together a couple of songs and just put it on out there for you to listen to. I really want to make it more interesting, a little bit more fresh. You know, one thing is to know salsa. Another thing is to know the salsa music and the culture behind it. You know, give you a little bit more information to keep things fresh. So hopefully you enjoy that and you end up being patient while I work out some issues, especially trying to get internet access at home. But anyways, I like to make sure that you know, you listen to all these songs, but make sure if you like the songs, actually buy them. Just not really for the artist, but also it's because the record labels see that people buy the salsa songs, and hopefully, you know, the higher demand will show them, hey, you know, there's a growing demand for salsa songs. Maybe you should be signing on more salsa artists and whatnot, and hopefully that will bring salsa back into the mainstream. So really think about it that way. I will leave you today with one of my new favorite salsa band, Salsa Celtica, with a cha-cha song that I really, really like from their CD called Sol de la Noche, which means the sun of the night. And it's really, really good and really, really slow. And it's actually, I'm using this to actually help get better on my on-two timing. For those of you that are just starting in the salsa culture and salsa lifestyle, going to the clubs and, you know, dancing with people, I know some of you might get depressed seeing other people dance and knowing, oh man, you know, I'm kind of late to this salsa game and all these people have been dancing for all this time and they're so much better than me. Just think about it this way, okay? It's not how you start the race that matters. It's how you finish it. And that's the important part. Again, my name is Anthony Prasad. And until next time, I'll see you at the club.
En el norte de Escocia, lindo.